Welcome to Great Songs, a production of Hawaii Public Radio and the Lotte Lehmann Foundation, with support from the Bauer Foundation and listeners like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. With me is co-host Joan Canfield, and on this edition of Great Songs, we're presenting songs to the words of the German poet-philosopher Friedrich Hölderlin.
Outside of people who speak German, not many even know Hölderlin's name. What's more, in his own time, the early 1800s, and even by his death in 1847, he was only known by a handful of intellectuals.
Hölderlin, that's spelled H-O with umlaut, D-E-R-L-I-N, was deeply aware of a poet's responsibility as guide to the deepest understanding of the human condition. And though he's called a lyric poet, it's really the philosophical underpinning of his work that have brought about his fame.
We'll have more to say about this remarkable man's life, but now let's hear Hölderlin's words set as art song. Here's the gist of Hermann Reuter's song, The Course of Life. Love and grief bend our life's arc earthward. Not even the heavenly ones can lead us by a level path. They tell us to grasp our own freedom and go where we wish. That intense song by Reuter tells of the course of life to the words of the star of this edition of Great Songs, Friedrich Hölderlin. Mitsuko Shirai with Hartmut Hull, piano.
Hölderlin was destined for the ministry, but though he earned his master's degree in theology, he felt the call of poetry and made that his life. You may know that Germans of the late 18th and early 19th centuries studied Greek as a matter of course, and this combined with his Lutheran reading yielded poetry from Hölderlin that saw no problem in calling on both the Greek gods and the Christian God. You'll hear this in Georgi Kurtag's song to the Hölderlin poem that begins with Elysium and ends with reference to the heavenly spirit, all dedicated to our understanding of death.
Elysium, Ja zu euch. Ihr Todesgötter, dort die
Kurt Widmer was the baritone in that unaccompanied song called Dedication by Kurtag to the words of Hölderlin.
Well, that was pretty heavy. Hölderlin often takes on the most weighty human endeavors as his subjects, but he also has a lighter side. We can hear it in this song of nature set by the contemporary composer Wilhelm Kilmeier.
Die Sonne glänzt, es blühen die Gefilde. Die Tage kommen blütenreich und milde. Der Abend blüht hinzu und helle Tage gehen vom Himmel. Wo die Tagen stehen, das Jahr erscheint mit seinen Zeiten wie eine Pracht, wo Feste sich verbreiten. Des Menschen Tätigkeit beginnt mit neuem Ziele. In der Welt der Wunder viele.
A simple art song setting in appreciation of nature, Der Frühling, or Springtime. Words of Hölderlin and music of Kilmeier, sung by Christoph Prégardien with Siegfried Mauser piano.
You know, Joan, that throughout Hölderlin's life he was beset with mental problems, probably schizophrenia, which interrupted his writing and finally landed him in asylums, and for the last 34 years of his life, in the care of a carpenter and his family. Often he wrote what are now called fragments, and it's these that the composers Wilhelm Kilmeier and Karl Koma admire. They join the ranks of those who feel that the disjointed nature of these poems pulls the reader even deeper into its appreciation. Here is a translation of a complete poem. Notice all of the nouns that are strung together. We'll hear it in song. I overnight in the village, Alp air, down the lane, home, reunion, shining sun on the homeland, boating, friends, men and mother, slumber. We'll hear it in settings, that same poem in settings, by both Kilmeyer and Koma.
Übernacht ich im Dorf. Alpluft. Straße hinunter. Freunde, Männer und Mutter,
two settings of the same Hölderlin fragment, first by Wilhelm Kilmeier and just now by Karl Koma. A poem made up mostly of evocative nouns. Spending the night in the village. In the Kilmeier setting sung by Christoph Brégardien with Siegfried Mauser, the pianist. The Koma setting was performed by Mitsuko Shirai with Hartmut Hell, the pianist.
Hans Eisler also set Hölderlin's fragments, and Matthias Gerner has recorded them. Let's hear the second of this set, Andenken, or Memories. My favorite wind blows the promise of a fair voyage. Bring greetings to the lovely girl near the stream, where a noble pair of oaks and poplars look out above it all. That's where on holidays brown women walk on silken ground, and above the sleepy paths, heavy with golden dreams, the gentle breezes blow.
Der Nordostwind, der Liebste unter den Winden mir, weil gute Fahrt verheißet. Geh aber nun, grüße die schöne Garonne und die Gelten von Bordeaux. Dort, wo am scharfen Ufer hingeht der Steg und in den Strom die fällt der Bach, darüber aber hinschauet ein Edelpaar von Eichen und Silberpappel. Am Frauen da selbst auf seidnen Mohren zur Märtenzeit, wenn gleich ist Tag und Nacht und über langsamen Stegen von goldenen Träumen schwebt.
That peaceful song by Eisler was inspired by the poetry of Hölderlin and sung by Matthias Gerner, with Eric Schneider, piano.
Hölderlin was born in 1770, and his actual career as a writer lasted only a decade. His life was never settled or happy. He lacked both money and recognition, and his love affair with a married woman didn't help his already precarious mental state. Her death triggered the final disillusion of his mind. But even Hölderlin wrote that, for him, pleasure was but tepid water on the tongue.
Hölderlin was friends with some of the most influential thinkers of his time, Hegel, Schiller, and Schelling. He even read his poetry to Goethe, who criticized it as being too subjective and not universal since it wasn't based on real-life experience.
Wow. It's true that Hölderlin didn't write the typical love poetry of the time. He was always striving to write poetry on the highest, most meaningful level. We'll hear a set of songs by Benjamin Britten in which some of this philosophical thought is obvious. Though the set deserves to be played straight through to best appreciate the flow that Britten designed, we want you to know the subject matter of each song, so we'll interrupt.
The first song talks of love, making the poet's heart holy, filling it with beauty. Then he asks why he is thought well of in this arrogant wilderness rich with empty words. He knows the masses delight in cheap devices, and the servile obey only tyranny. They acknowledge the godlike, they who themselves are really gods.
Seit ich liebe, Warum achtetet ihr mich mehr, da ich stolz und wilder Wort der Reicher und Lehrer war? Ach, der Menge gefällt, was auf dem Markt stand, und des irrenden Knecht nur den Gewaltsamen.
The first of the set of songs by Benjamin Britten called Six Hölderlin Fragments, sung by Peter Pears with the composer at the piano.
The second song of this set speaks of home and the joy a fisherman feels as he returns to the quiet port. So too does the poet turn homewards, but unlike the catch of the fisherman, he returns only with grief. Can't his own shores ease the longing or return the peace which once they gave? Peter Pears, for whom the cycle was written, and Britten himself, in the second Hölderlin song of this rare definitive recording.
These are such beautiful pieces, Gary, even though the topics are heavy. The third song is a dialogue between Socrates and Alcibiades. Why do you gaze with favor on this youth? Don't you know greater things? The answer, those who know the deepest subjects yield to beauty.
Warum huldigest du heiliger Sokrates diesem Jünglinge stets? Kennest du größers nicht? Warum siehet mit Liebe wie auf Götter dein
What spare writing for that question and response. Britten, the composer and pianist, and Piers, the tenor, in that third song of this set of Hölderlin fragments.
The poet Hölderlin is, in fact, the focus of this edition of Great Songs. And now we'll hear the fourth song of this series by Britten. It tells of the poet's youth when he was saved from the discord of mankind by a god. He played in nature which enfolded him, and was taught the songs of the whispering trees. Amid the flowers, he learned the art of love, and the arms of the gods made him a man.
Spielt ich sicher und gut mit den Blumen des Hains und Tüftchen des Himmels, Himmels. Spielten mit mir. Und wie du das Herz der Pflanzen erfreust, wenn sie entgegen dir die zarten Arme strecken, hast du mein Herz erfreut, Vater Helios. Und wie in Dämmien war ich deine Liebling, heilige Luna. O all ihr treuen, freundlichen Götter, des Säuseles Heiz und liebe ländisch unter den Blumen. Im Arme der Götter wuchs ich groß.
The joy of youth in the fourth of the Hölderlin song set by Britten, with Piers, the tenor, and Britten himself, the pianist.
In the fifth song, the poet deals with midlife and how it's the most enjoyable images that fade away. Gentle swans, drunk with kissing, dip their heads into the sacred water. But where are they and the flowers in winter? The walls stand speechless and cold, and the wind sets the weather vanes clattering. The fifth song of Britten's set of Hölderlin songs. Gary, what's the closing song about?
Called Lines of Life. This short song reminds us that each line of life is different from the others, just as rivers and mountain ranges are each unique. We are as God made us, with harmony, reward, and peace. The final song of Britten's Six Hulderlin Fragments, Peter Peers tenor and the composer pianist. I mentioned earlier that Hulderlin was almost forgotten at the time of his death in 1843, but in 1874 a collection of his poetry was published and interest grew thereafter.
I know Hulderlin's greatest fame came in the 20th century, but we have a romantic song to prove there was some interest in Hulderlin in the 19th century. This is Sunset, written in 1862 by Peter Cornelius. Here's Hulderlin's grand approach to twilight. Dazzled, drunken, my soul grows faint and dark with so much gladness. For just now I listened while the sun god intoned his evening hymn on a heavenly lyre. All round the hills echoed it.
Wow.
Stünden rings die Welt und hin.
Hölderlin's Word is set by Cornelius and sung by Mitsuko Shirai with Hartmut Höll.
Joan, as long as you've delved into the 19th century, let's stay with this style and hear something written during Hölderlin's lifetime by Friedrich Fröhlich. Another song of the grand manner. This is called Return to the Homeland. The poem begins with an appreciation of his homeland's natural beauties and then of the companions of his youth. This finally changes to more introspective thoughts of all that has changed. The poem ends with a farewell to the rosy days of youth and love, longing for the end of life and ultimately heaven.
Oh.
From Extroverted to Contemplative, a poem with the many moods of its creator, Friedrich Hölderlin, the focus of this edition of Great Songs. Frühlings, The Return to the Homeland, was performed by Mitsuko Shirai with Hartmut Höll, the pianist.
That was a beautiful 19th century song, though it wasn't till the 20th century that Hölderlin got the recognition that puts him up there with Goethe, Heine, and other German greats. It's primarily the essays Heidegger wrote about Hölderlin in 1936 that raised awareness of him. But a decade before that, the renowned German composer Hans Pfitzner set Hölderlin's poem, A Plea for Forgiveness. Addressed to a holy being, the poet realizes that he's called for help before and has shared life's more hidden, obscure pains.
I like that.
He then asks forgiveness and sees clouds drifting over the moon as he too drifts away, while the Holy One remains to shine in gentle light and beauty.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you.
Mitsuko Shirai and Hartmut Hull in Pfitzner's Plea for Forgiveness.
Joan, I'd like you to hear a Hölderlin poem that sums up many aspects of his philosophy. Called Remembrance, it speaks of the sacred heart of a long-suffering, misunderstood people from whose depths strangers have taken their best. He writes, "They reaped thoughts and spirits from you while scorning you till you staggered away. But you cannot hide your beautiful things from me. I have seen the beauty of your gardens, the cities, the noble ones who work, including knowledge, whose light guides the artist."
O heilig Herz der Völker, O Vaterland. All duldend gleich der schweigenden erkannt, wenn schon aus deiner Tiefe die Fremden ihr Bestes haben. Sie ernten den Gedanken, den Geist von dir, sie pflücken gern die Traube, doch höhnen sie Gestalt erhebe, dass du schwankend den Boden und Wind umgehst. Doch magst du manches Schöne nicht bergen mir. Oft stand ich überschauend das sanfte Grün. Die Städte blühen, die Edlen, wo der Fleiß in der Werkstatt schweigt. Die Wissenschaft, wo deine Sonne milde dem Künstler zum Ernst leuchtet.
That gentle song by Eisler, whose words so aptly sum up Hölderlin's philosophy, was sung by Matthias Goerne with Eric Schneider, the pianist. Now, in the time remaining, I'd like you to hear a portion of Max Reger's response to Hölderlin's Tribute to Hope.
Geschäftige, die du das haust.
a portion of Reger's setting of Hölderlin's An die Hoffnung, a tribute to hope, sung by Iris Vermilion with Peter Stamm, piano.
You've been listening to Great Songs, this time with a focus on the poet Hölderlin, whose lofty words have inspired so many composers to write art song. Many thanks to our engineer, Charles Husson.
You know that I take the public and public radio seriously and enjoy your suggestions and comments. You can email us at greatsongs@hawaiipublicradio.org. That's greatsongs, one word, at hawaiipublicradio, one word, .org. This is Gary Hickling.
And this is Joan Canfield. Thanks for listening.